Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 12th. And yes, what an experience joining us every morning here. Thank you so much for all of you for joining us. It's a great pleasure to be here. And believe me, nothing other than the show would make me get up in the morning when I'm so fucking tired.
I know. I was tired this morning too.
I mean, I couldn't fucking drag myself out of bed for the life of me, man.
Right.
You know, so... So we keep talking about that, and I also read a lot about sleep, and every time I read about it, I realize how important it is to sleep well.
Yep.
You know, they're saying it affects everything in your body, and it makes sense, you know, because it's like it rejuvenates the body.
Yeah.
When you sleep, you know.
110%.
So, I don't know, what the fuck's the solution, you know? I just feel, because look, I get home, like, when I work here, in the evening, I get home only maybe 9:30.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm not ready to go to bed yet. I want to relax a little bit, read, watch a movie, stuff like that, you know. And suddenly before you know it, it's 1:30.
Sometimes I can go to bed at 9:30 for sure, no problem.
As soon as you get home?
Well, I mean, I'm always home.
Yeah,
it's different. it's different. If I work, like when I was that personal assistant for 2 weeks, as soon as I got home, I collapsed. It was like, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I'm ready to party. So, you know, give me some movies, some this, some that. So, now that I have the new TV I'm watching, I try to watch at least once a day
or once an evening, something, you know.
But it's a lot of fun, you know. I mean, suddenly everything's so fucking big. So I'm still trying to get rid of my cat scratched furniture. So I finally found someone who's probably going to come and get it. And I just need to get rid of it. I don't care.
You should have just left it on the curbside.
I don't know if they, I don't know. It's like a new house, new street. I don't know if I want to do that, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's freezing in here, right?
Cause it's I said so cold.
You see, I'm wearing my like really warm jacket.
Winter jacket. It's a winter coat.
And winter coat because it's freezing in here. But I did write to them, so maybe he came up and see what's going on. He brings this little gun-like thing, and they measure the temperature. I'm like,
well, he doesn't have anything in his hand, so I don't think that's what he came to do.
Maybe he just came to feel it.
Yeah, I don't know. Useless.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, people are funny and stuff. I'm glad to say I was able to get like my entire deposit back on my apartment. I can't believe it. I thought they were going to take off for shit for, because they always find stuff.
Yeah, they always like nicks and nannies. They're like, oh, well, that's $500. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, I lived there 15 years, so they can't come to me for wear and tear, you know?
Right.
Especially the apartment looks brand new.
Right. And I don't think they technically can take money out of your deposit for wear and tear because that happens naturally.
Right, right. Yeah. But, I guess so, you
it's
know.
It's like
but
if you punched a hole in the wall, obviously, they're going to
if there's something,
take that out
you know.
Of your deposit.
Right.
So I just want to make an announcement.
Yes, let's hear.
My book is released on Amazon.
What? Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because I'm a hustler.
Really?
And I had nothing else going on, so I finished it, and it's available on Amazon.
And not prematurely. I mean, was it edited and everything?
Yeah, Loda got it edited
Loda
for me.
Got rid of it. I mean, got a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I read it 150 times.
Really?
Yeah, before I...
Okay, so should we just look up Danielle Victor?
You could. I think it's under Danielle K. Victor, or you can look up Don't Be That Bitch.
I'm sure if it's just Danielle Victor, it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
No, not yet, but let's see. Maybe it'll come up on the list. No, that's Danielle Steele.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's not,
not
me.
Not yet, right?
No. Just type in Don't Be That Bitch.
Okay.
Make sure the apostrophe's in don't, though.
Right. Always. Okay, Don't Be That Bitch. Go ahead, look it up on Amazon. I'm excited for it, you know? Let's see.
Did you find it?
Why is it not coming up?
That's very weird. Try no apostrophe then.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
no,
definitely,
it would still come up.
It's definitely on there. I pulled it up. I have the link.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
Let me search on the books and see if it'll find it.
Okay.
Don't be. Oh, there it is. Okay.
You found it?
Yeah. By Daniel K. Victor, was uploaded February 9th. Kindle. Oh, cool.
It's on Kindle and you can get paperback.
And paperback, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I will get the paperback, but let me go into that page and see what's going on here. All right. So let's see. An unconventional self-help dating book to help you put down the ice cream container, stop binge-watching Netflix movies while crying into your for throw blanket. Okay. This is to help you see. To help see you for the amazing, sexy, badass bitch you truly are. Okay. So that's pretty cool. 172 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay. So you need a review there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's all.
But I just announced it this morning, so I don't know if anyone's bought it. I haven't checked my email or anything, but.
Yeah, give it a while.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Did you put it on your Instagram?
I haven't posted it on my actual page, but I put it on my story.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you promote the shit out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to for sure.
Yeah.
I was going to release it on Valentine's Day, but then I thought how many single girls there probably are like me who are going to be depressed on Valentine's Day. So I was like, don't be alone. Yeah. Read my fucking book. You'll feel a little bit better about yourself.
Okay, cool. Who picked the cover?
You? There used to be this website called Create Space, but now you just do, when you publish a book on Amazon, you just do it directly on Amazon now.
Right.
So they have like little...
like pre-made designs.
Yeah, so you get to pick, and I just did black and red and white because that's pretty basic.
Did you have something like with a chick or something?
Before?
Picture? No, for this one, like find a picture, like a stock picture of a woman or something, mm-mm, you know, or
no.
Maybe a guy, you know?
No, but if I wasn't in such a rush to get this out for Valentine's Day, because I've been saying I wanted to do it for Valentine's Day for how many months now? And I just knew if I waited around for illustrations, it just was never going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting to make $1 million off this. It's just like an accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get it out there. Well, congratulations to you, you know?
Thanks.
That's awesome. Listen, change the cover, though. Let me help you.
No, it's fine. Cover. It's boring, but it's fine.
No, it's not fine. I'm telling you, cover is everything. If it doesn't grab your attention, you're not gonna go for it.
It's just subtle.
This looks, but it doesn't look like a fun book when you look at the cover. I'm telling you.
I don't care. I don't care.
Why don't you? Because
I'm not doing it for sales. I'm not doing it for sale. My first book sold like maybe 150
but
copies.
But if it'd be for you, just as easy.
But the cover doesn't bother me. I love black. I love red and like white. So it's like, whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, originally I wanted to be an illustration of a guy holding a girl's hand and some girl peeking through the bushes with binoculars. But everyone is just so unreliable. I just can't wait for somebody else to do it. So I was like, I'm just going to do.
Besides, you can always update it later.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can edit it. Yeah, you can edit it whenever you want.
Yeah,
I just don't care to.
Congratulations to you. I'm really proud of you, really.
Thank you.
And okay, so we have the paperback. Where does it say? It needs to give you an option to go to the Kindle.
I think Kindle. So I got an email about Kindle, and it says it could take up to 72 hours to show up on Amazon.
No, it's showing up.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it? No, it's just paperback.
Yeah,
actually.
So I think Kindle might not be available for another day or two.
Oh, wait a minute. Kindle. It's on the Kindle Unlimited for $0, but you'll still get money from this.
What do you mean Kindle Unlimited for $0?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What does that mean? What is that?
Okay. Your Kindle price is $9.99.
Yeah.
But if someone subscribes to Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, it's like having Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, something like
that.
Yeah. So, but it's cool. I mean, you're on Amazon for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, they have a look inside feature. Let's see. I'm going to go to.
It's very boring. There's no pictures, no nothing, but it's a good book.
No, you don't need pictures. Yeah. You know?
And I feel like it's one of those books that if a girl had a bottle of wine, she could finish it in a night. Because it's only 172 pages, including contents. So, you know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single as fuck. All right, cool. So you wrote the way you talk, which is cool.
No, it's my exact personality in a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't try to tone it up or tone it down. It's just exactly how I talk. There's F-bombs. Like, I had to put it as explicit, 18+.
Yeah.
Because I swear all throughout the book.
Well, you need to. You know, you're talking about being a bitch or don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
And you're straightforward. Yeah. You know, you got your own style. And mm-hmm. You got to let it go. So, Well, that's cool, you know. So I want to read it. I'll pick it up, give you my opinion, and give you a review.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because you have Kindle, right?
I have Kindle. Besides, you don't need a Kindle. You can put it on iPads, too, and phones and everything.
Yeah.
You need the Kindle app, which is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me know what you think.
Okay.
It shouldn't take you long to read.
No, no. It sounds like fun. It flows. Wait, there's two customer reviews here?
On my book?
On your book.
Hold That's impossible.
Hold on a second. I don't know. How can it be? No, that's a different.
That's somebody else?
Wait a minute. That's a different. They're talking about two different books. How can it be? Okay, these are like reviews from 2016.
Because I originally posted my book. This is a remake. So I posted it in 2016 and it was trash.
So you should put like maybe version. No, but you don't. Yeah, you can do like a second edition or something.
Yeah, I didn't change the title of the book.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay, well.
The reviews on my first book were horrible, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At least there's 4 and 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's how many people bought it. I got 2 reviews. What? Yeah. Whoop do you fucking do?
Well, you know, don't measure yourself for your success by this.
Mm-mm.
And look, paperback from $595.
What?
What the fuck is this?
Someone
That's
sold
what it says.
No, they give you limits, though. Like a paperback, I think, can't be more than $25. They give you like limits.
Don't be that bitch. Oh, that's your picture. So this is from 2016.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
Is it me crying?
Yeah.
Is it showing that you can buy it?
You on the phone. See all buying options. Let me see.
Those are supposed to be unlisted. I deleted those off my my Amazon. So I don't know why they're still showing up.
Yeah, there's two places selling it for $595.
Who's selling it for $595?
Obviously, nobody's gonna buy it. But what is it? A fucking joke or something? It's called MK Media. You should check it out and see what the fuck that is.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Let me look it up. That's pretty
It's
interesting,
obviously
right?
Someone who bought my book and is trying to resell it.
Probably, yeah.
Are you allowed to do that? Is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm selling all my books.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, no one's going to...
That's probably what it
is. What a fucking loser.
I know. And why would you put $5.95? What the fuck?
His rent was due.
Well, so now Danny's getting even more famous by being an author. Congratulations to you. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet someone, oh, did you read my book yet?
Right.
Right?
I just think, I think for me, it's just like I feel good that I've read it so many times that I'm just like, okay, hopefully it helps somebody, even if it's only one person.
Right. That's true.
Because anytime I read it, I'm like, fuck every dude in America. And then I just go back to like sending long paragraph text messages.
So what does it mean, don't be that bitch? Which bitch shouldn't
Each
you be?
Chapter's a new bitch.
Oh, okay.
So don't be the needy bitch. Don't be the bitch that gets cheated on. Don't be the bitch that's a gold digger. Like, there's a bunch of different chapters.
Okay.
So it's basically everything you shouldn't be doing when you're dating if you're really trying to date.
Right.
So it's basically everything I do that's fucked up. So people aren't 30 and single like me.
Yeah. So here's my experiences. Don't do it.
Exactly. And I took my friend's experiences too. My sister's experiences. I put them all in the book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
My mom.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So who have you told yet? I mean, have you
Not really. Them? Nobody.
Why?
I just haven't told anybody. I literally published it this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like...
So time to start promoting the shit out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And the thing is, look, you've got the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You have no excuse not to promote the shit.
I'm going
to
make a YouTube video today.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Make a YouTube video.
So when you publish
teaser.
A book, how do you get a copy of your own book? They didn't give me that option. Like, usually on CreateSpace, you can buy your own book, but it's just for the printing price.
Right.
How do I do that now? I don't know how to do that now that CreateSpace is gone. You have to do it directly on Amazon.
I don't know. But look, even if you buy it yourself, you're going to get back the money that you would make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So
that makes
it's not going to
yeah.
cost you that much.
Right.
But at least, yeah, I have one or two copies, physical ones.
Yeah, and even at that, when you charge a book for $20, you only get like $2 off every book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
No, no, it's not.
It's whatever.
Amazon keeps all of it.
Yeah, they take 70%. I think you get 30.
Yeah, they take everything. I mean, if the books I've been selling on Amazon, I made already almost $1,000 on them.
Wow.
Like, you know, about 100 books. 100 books and but many times it's like $5 books and you have to sell it for that because everybody else sells it for
right,
that.
Right, right.
And then Amazon only gives you like $1.50 out of that.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yeah, when they ever showed me the prices for selling this book, I was like, wow, yeah. Not going to be rich after this.
No, no.
It'd be cool if they only took like $1 and you got like $18 out of it.
Right. But it doesn't work like that,
no,
right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because
everyone would be an author.
Yeah, because they know it. They got us by the balls. Mm-hmm. They know without them, nobody would be buying your book.
No. And it's true. So and it's cool that they give you a platform to do it. So I'm not really complaining.
Right.
Because if they didn't, what the fuck would people do?
Exactly. You just have to compete like everybody else and like everything else, you know?
That's well, I've gotten so many dating books off Amazon because it's like what I like to buy.
Right.
And I've read so many terrible ones. But like, look, these are authors that I know nothing about. I'm just browsing. So hopefully somewhere in the world, people just find my book.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not hopefully. I mean, you make sure they do.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I'm saying is you should also go maybe on podcasts, radio shows, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your videos, other people's videos, do Facebook Live. Be out there and you'll see.
Right.
You'll get the attention you want. You
exactly.
know? Otherwise, you'll just sit there, you know. So you got to promote it. But one way or another, you got a good book, and that's cool. You're starting with 2 customer reviews. Nobody
from
gives a
2016.
Shit. Yeah, nobody gives a shit when it was written. So at least you're starting off that way. And yeah, you know, I mean, we'll see. We'll promote it. You know, don't forget to promote it all the time.
Right.
Make a couple graphics of it. You know, do Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, that would be cool. Well, okay, so we have a new author in the studio. She's going to get a lot more attention now.
Yeah.
Not attention, but I mean respect, right? And like you don't already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on today. I also wanted to tease tomorrow's show. We're going to have the CEO of eHarmony right here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
And so come presentable so you feel okay to take pictures, okay?
I'll just wear sunglasses.
I mean presentable by your standards, not mine, because you know I keep telling you can take a picture, you know, whatever right. you look like. You look great.
I'll just wear sunglasses, but I'm not putting makeup on now.
Okay, whatever you want. I just feel good about, you know, because we have people here and we want to take pictures. It's memories.
I don't
know?
Care about pictures.
I mean, I've been looking like Instagram and I see all the period you've been here. It's only me and the guests.
It's okay. They hear me in the morning. That's all that matters.
Why?
That's all that matters. My beautiful voice is here to grace your eardrums.
Yeah, but come on. People like to
it's
see behind
too early.
The scenes.
If your show was later in the afternoon after I've like done working out, whatever, I would get dressed. But I'm not going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning unless I have, if I have something to immediately do after here, then I will. I other than that, no way.
All right.
No way.
All right. Well, at least we'll have to spare the F-bombs tomorrow because these people are respectable.
He probably doesn't care.
No, no. But I mean, look, if he refers people to an interview he was on.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it.
You
I
know
get
what
it.
I'm saying?
Yeah, we can be more professional tomorrow.
Exactly. It's not about being professional. It's just about just thinking a split second again before we say the F word.
Yeah.
Because I'm like that too. You know?
It's I just mean, like part of my vocabulary.
I know. Sometimes I find myself when I get angry and stuff, I start using fuck and stuff with people around me.
Right.
And then I feel I shouldn't say that around them, you know?
Right.
Even though I don't say to them.
Right.
But they hear me get upset.
Because
we have someone here who's fucking late every fucking week. I'm so fucking tired.
I feel like
of it.
Every time you get mad, this is the same story.
This is the same story.
Yeah.
Because I just can't comprehend, Danny, how an adult can be late to their own fucking show over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't.
You know, and people that preach to other people how to live, I mean, fuck this. So you realize they're phony. I'm not using names, but yeah, unfortunately, they're on the stage too. And you'll find people like that sometimes behind the scenes. You realize they're a different person from who you hear.
There's a lot of people that are like that, though. There's a lot of people that'll preach whatever it is they're preaching into the world, and they do not practice whatever it is they're
exactly.
making a buck off at other people. Right. I'm like, yo, you're literally promoting and selling this idea that you don't even follow.
Right.
It's so weird.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, be respectful of yourself, of other people, but people don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So, a lot of things are happening, a lot of funny things too. So I don't know where to go first with this, but, they're asking the question, why men send photos of their genitals? And they have some theories about it.
I really hate when people do that. I don't care about your dick.
Right.
Unless it's about to go in my mouth or into my vagina, please don't send me a picture because right. I don't need to see
it. So why do you think they send it?
Probably because they want to be gassed up about their dick.
Really?
Like they're insecure, so they need to send a pic so the girl can be like, oh my God, I just love your dick so
right.
much.
Right, give it to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Losers! Don't ever send me your dick.
So they think chicks are attracted to guys because of their dicks.
Yeah.
Which is rarely the case.
No, right? Not even remotely close.
If whatever's attached to the dick is not good, they're not going near it.
Amen. Your right? dick could be the best sex I ever had, but if you suck, goodbye. Have a nice life.
Exactly.
Your dick is 0.00001% of why women are fucking with you.
Yeah. Well, most women.
Most women. But some women are just as lethal as men.
Right.
Like, send me that dick right now, Roger.
Roger?
Sounds like a guy that would be sending his dick.
Yeah, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine even doing a sex photo shoot or video with anybody, you know, like they say, lest it goes out there and everybody fucking see it.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No. I've never filmed a sex tape. I've never filmed.
Yeah. If you don't want to be online, don't do
it. Yeah. Like there's no need. If you're not my man, don't fucking film me.
Right.
Get out. What are you doing? What if
it is your man? Would you do it
I
then?
Still haven't. Yeah. Like, I've been in relationships for, like, 8 months, a year, whatever, and still. It was never even maybe brought up once, and when I put my foot down, like, it's never happening. It was just never brought up again.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be able to save some kind of privacy in
right.
our lives, you know?
Right.
Where we've been stripped of most of it anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, that's Amazon charges you like this, and that's how Bezos keeps all the fucking money. He keeps our money. Think about it. Every time you sell on Amazon, you know. Although, again, that's capitalism, man. I mean, he figured it out better than anybody else.
I mean, he's a billionaire.
Everybody, he figured it out better than anybody else. He's actually the richest man in the world today.
Yeah, yeah. And to think he was in his basement with his ride or die wife he cheated on. Now she's taking half.
Right.
That's why women, sometimes you just got to thug it out.
I know.
Thug it out until you get proof. And then you're like, well, now, bitch, I'm taking you for half. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But yeah, they show that the woman he's with is a former LA host or like anchor
right.
on TV. What's her name again?
I have no idea.
Hernandez or something? I don't remember, but yeah, she's been on movies too, you know, when it's like if you noticed every time they use a reporter in a movie, they take someone from real TV.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I did know that because they have the specific voice and stuff. It's just easy for them. Like, it's just reading a script.
Right. Did I tell you I actually went on a date with a current anchor on TV?
Oh, really?
She's like 60 or something, 62. And we went on a date. I knew who she was from the pictures and everything.
Right.
And but it wasn't really a date. We just met for the first time, right?
Right.
Nah, not for me. I thought, you know, I don't need somebody on fucking TV.
Why
you know?
Not?
Because she probably has to be really straight and shit, you know?
Like straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I would imagine. See, I couldn't do a TV job like that.
Yeah.
I could only do TV jobs where it's like, you know, reality TV where I could potentially maybe get my ass beat if I talk too much shit.
Right.
I can't be like professionally classy.
Yeah.
It's not. I would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And people would be like, she tweeted this in 2010. I'd be like, fuck. I did tweet that. And then I'd be fired and out of a job.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it amazes me she was on like an app, you know? I mean, what was it, Bumble or
Everybody's
something?
Everybody's trying to be in love, my friend.
That's true, right?
Everybody doesn't want to be alone, especially this week. Fuck. Right. Everyone's like, Valentine's Day is in 2 days.
Right.
I don't care.
You don't give a shit.
It's irrelevant to me. I'm like, it's just another day. It's Thursday for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
But they're talking about loneliness. And how it peaks three times during your life, you know, like in your late 20s,
right.
The same in your 50s, and then in your 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes sense, you know, because you might feel lonely, maybe you're not, but you feel lonely. Like, for example, I'm not really, I mean, I may live alone, but I don't feel lonely.
Right.
You know, I feel I have people in my life and stuff, although I would like more, you know, but I'd like some kind of fucking relationship.
Yeah, same.
But other than that, you know, I mean, I'm not feeling lonely at all. But they're saying if you are lonely, if it's like really deep, it's like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Imagine that. Fuck.
Don't you smoke like 15 cigarettes a day?
20.
Oh, my God. That's so bad, Sam.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the... It's just... Even if you didn't have anything bad in it, if... Still, putting smoke in your fucking body is insane, right?
Mind you, if you're like in an actual fire, the smoke actually kills you before the fire does. So it's like, just think about it that way. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I mean, to put smoke in your body, I can't believe I do that.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely take steps to maybe not doing it anymore. It right now.
But what am I going to do with weed? Mm. I still have to smoke that. And that way, and what happens to me in my mind already, there's an association with smoking weed and smoking cigarettes, just like some people have it with drinking. If you notice that, people say, oh, I smoke cigarettes when I drink. A lot of people are like that. But
I get so annoyed when people say that. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, either you smoke or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, only when I drink. So you smoke, though.
Right.
So the answer is, yes, I do smoke. Right. I'm like, stop beating around the bush. Because you don't want to say you smoke on a regular basis. You still fucking smoke.
You never smoked, huh?
Never tried a cigarette a day in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Never had the desire to.
That's why
it's
easy for you to criticize it.
It's not easy to criticize. It's poison. And those commercials back in the day, they really did work. Because that's why I never tried one.
Right.
Like the Truth commercials way back in the day with Deb with the hole in her throat. You remember those?
Of course.
Yeah. I was like, I'm good. Yeah. Like, I'm so good. She gave me nightmares. But it's like really good, like, advertisement or marketing for people that are trying to say don't fucking smoke.
Yeah, but imagine being exposed to it when you're 14 years old. Actually, when we were much younger, our parents smoked indoors too.
I think that people that are around, like their parents are smokers, are more likely to smoke.
Right.
I dated.
And it was a different period in time and a different place.
Right. They used to make commercials promoting people to smoke.
Yeah.
Now they can't.
No, of course
they can't at all.
Yeah.
It should have been illegal back in the day. There'd probably be less smokers. I only dated one guy who was a smoker, and I thought I couldn't do it.
Yeah, no. If you're not a smoker too, or at least someone who tolerates it, or if it's someone that still keeps themselves from, because I don't really stink of cigarettes.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't actually.
It could be like maybe 2 minutes after you smoke, but then I really don't. You know?
He used to like smoke in my car.
Yeah, see, that's
and
disgusting.
The ash would like be everywhere, and I'm like, bro,
that's disgusting, man. Yeah. I don't believe at all in sharing your smoke with other people. Period.
It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he like nudge me to like shut the alarm off in my parents' crib so he could go outside and smoke. I'm like, just go to fucking sleep. We've been asleep for 2 hours. You just randomly woke up and needed a cigarette.
Oh fuck, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, like he's extremely.
I'm not like
that. He went through like 2 packs a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to fucking get up in the middle of the night and smoke that many.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many cigarettes that is?
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought 20 was a lot.
And he was like super athletic, could run a marathon. I'm like, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. And I quit several times in my life, but I always go back.
Yeah,
now. And I have that fucking constant cough that I'm fucking hating, you know?
But it's because your lungs aren't at their full capacity.
Right, right. And it's because I smoke weed, too. I think the weed does it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So now, there's a lot of shit going on. Coming to America sequel.
Yeah.
Coming up next year.
Yep.
You excited?
I'll see it. I don't know if I'll see it in theater.
Oh. Okay. Well, apparently, I guess he went back to Africa, and now he's coming back again for his son, whatever. Do you remember the name of the place he came from in Africa?
No, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
No, it's called Zamunda. He was, so his son is an heir to the throne in Zamunda. So that sounds funny. I mean, but the reason I brought it up, though, is because they're saying Eddie Murphy just had his 10th child. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did. I didn't even know he was close to 10 kids.
Yeah, he's got mad kids.
Wow. Mm-hmm. From how many women?
I don't know. His ex-wife, though, is a badass bitch.
Really?
She's sexy, and she's, like, older. I'm like, wow.
Older, but still 39.
Mm-hmm.
How's she older?
She's older.
Than the previous ones.
I mean, she doesn't look like she's 39.
Really?
Yeah, no.
What's an... Oh, Paige Butcher.
No.
That's her name.
That's his current girl, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about his ex-wife.
Oh, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So he's got a fiance now who's 39.
Yeah, no. Type in Nicole Murphy.
Okay. How do you type Nicole?
I'm not sure. I think it's just regular N-I-C-O-L-E.
Okay, Nicole Murphy. Let's see what I get here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's very beautiful.
American fashion model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getcha. Okay. Well, I don't know about him, but I guess, why does he do it? Because he can, I guess? I don't know.
He probably just, maybe he's a really good dad. We've never, because usually when...
If you're a good dad, do you really do this? I mean, maybe he loves kids. I love kids too, but I don't think I would do something like that. It's such a complicated family now.
Yeah, but they might, you don't know the background. Maybe they all get along.
No, you know? I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying, oh, that's my half-brother from this mother and from that mother, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he's got so much money that he was like...
Well, obviously, yeah. He can afford to support them all.
I want
to
have kids.
Right.
You know? Pass on my legacy, because that's really all you have when you're on your brink of dying is your children.
Right, exactly.
Other than that, it's like, what else
do you have? So he wants to spread his seed as wide as possible.
Probably so.
You see, so he's doing what nature's meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just many men don't get the opportunity.
Or they do, and it's just not as good of a situation because they're not Eddie Murphy.
They don't leave good offspring after they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He's funny, though. I remember when he first was on Saturday Night Live. When he was first on it, nobody knew him.
Right.
And I'm sure you didn't have to be a genius, but at least I felt he's the funniest fucking guy ever.
Yeah. His original stand-up from way back in the day when I was like a kid was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he does that laugh, you know, like...
Yeah. I always enjoyed his stuff. All his movies, like Beverly Hills Cop, I've seen like 150 times.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's so good in that whole trilogy, but
Trading Places.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one? Nick Nolte, and you gotta see it. Mm-mm. It's really funny. Why?
The only one I didn't like of his movies was the one where he was a vampire. What's that one?
I don't know.
Or his girl was a vampire.
I did not see that.
Oh, I did not like that movie. Really? I did not like it at all. No.
But tell me, how is it possible you love Eddie Murphy? You've seen Beverly Hills Cop so many times, and yet you've never seen Trading Places.
I've never even heard of it. Till right now.
Okay. Well, one of them is poor, one of them is rich, and they decide they're going to trade places. The rich guy.
I think I might have seen this.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe so. It sounds familiar.
Do you know who Nick Nolte is?
I'm going to Google him.
Yeah. And just put in Trading Places and you'll see
both of them. Maybe I've seen bits and pieces.
Maybe, but you got to see it. I mean, I don't remember much from it, but I remember it was really, really funny.
Oh, yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah?
But I haven't seen all of it.
Yeah.
Eddie
Murphy and Nick Nolte. Yeah.
Nick is the rich one, though, right?
Right.
And then he switches places. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess Coming to America had Arsenio Hall in it. It also had James Earl Jones. Do you know who that is? Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh. He's the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars, and the early ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you see him, you'll know. If you hear him.
I'm really bad with names. I'm good with faces. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That's what I call him. That guy.
And he was such a big actor. He's a black actor. He was older when he started doing the Star Wars voice. But still, he did a lot, and I loved him. I loved him for his voice and for his acting, too.
Right.
And he just died not too long ago. But, he had a voice like... You still hear it on CNN when you hear it says, this is CNN.
Mm.
That's him saying that.
Mm.
So, but at any rate, a lot of people say this is CNN. Do you remember we talked about this girl that... She convinced her boyfriend to kill himself.
Yeah. And they have a Lifetime movie about it, too.
Really?
Yeah, it came out like maybe a couple months ago.
Oh, so now she's convicted.
She started her sentence.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, she mandatory has to do at least 15 months, but I'm sure she'll get off after that because her family's rich.
Yeah?
Yeah. So she's required to do at least 15 months, which is a little over a year.
Right. So it's 5 years because it's like involuntary mm-hmm. manslaughter.
Yeah.
It's not like murder or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe, like she didn't plan it that way.
And I think the family of the boy who killed himself is suing her for like 5.3.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Not that she has that money.
Yeah.
She's 17.
I know. They'll get whatever she can. Right. But if her parents are rich, they'll get the money.
Unless they go into debt with all her legal fees. This has been going on for years now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, and she convinced him to kill himself so she could get attention from her classmates.
Yeah.
Because she was a loser. Like, she had no friends.
Really?
Yeah, so all her...
Because she looks stuck up. She's pretty.
Hmm.
She looks stuck up and stuff. I'm trying to see how old she is. They're just saying they were 17 and 18.
Right.
Oh, that was in 2014.
Yeah, so they're
so
like...
So now she's like 21,
22. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. The shit people do, man. I mean, right. Can you imagine? But the question is, I mean, it's bringing up a debate of whether you can be responsible for someone else's actions.
I mean, she was like telling him, back in the car and finish what you started.
Right. But and I mean, but that's telling someone. Yeah. It's not forcing them with a gun.
Yeah,
something.
I know. I don't know if, I think it's fucked up what she did. I don't know if necessarily it's worth a 5-year sentence, because at the end of the day, he chose.
Exactly.
And not only that, he was in and out of rehab before he even met her.
Right.
For being suicidal. So this is like something he was battling his whole life. But I guess she took advantage of that. Absolutely.
Right.
She deserves some type of punishment. 5 years is a little bit excessive.
Right.
But they're probably trying to make an example out of her.
And, you know, they don't want to make... He's dead, so they don't want to make him responsible for what happened. But the reality is, when you kill yourself, you're wholly responsible for that. That's something that only you can stop.
Right.
You know? So, and it's a sad commentary, you know, because like I said before,
I'll never understand that mentality.
Yeah,
because like, well, I've never like,
if you got that depressed though,
yeah,
you what
if you like got, I know you, that people have gotten that depressed before, but for me, even when I'm having like a really super bad day or like I'm the lowest of the low, like I always believe that tomorrow will be better.
Right.
All right, today's shitty, but tomorrow I got tomorrow. I got right. The day after that. I could never like go into a car and just leave the engine running and die.
Right. But that's because with you get depressed occasionally, and it's circumstantial, like if something bad happens,
right,
you're depressed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But these people are like constantly depressed,
right?
Mental illness or something. And at that point, when you're that fucking depressed, which you can't even imagine what it's like unless you've been there, then you see, I'm talking myself into forgetting what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. It's like you had a full thought and it just kind of like came to an extreme stop.
Yeah, but it says like, the thought says, you're going to forget right now what you said. I mean, how can my mind work like that?
I don't know. Not enough sleep, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I get what you're saying. If you have an experience that you can't really talk about it. But I guess for me, it's like, there's not enough people who are experiencing it, talking about it, therefore none of us understand it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because a lot of people that have that type of depression don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But unless they start talking about it so we can start understanding it, it's just kind of like, how did that person get to that point?
Yeah, but they don't want to talk.
I know.
When they're like that. But so you need to recognize it.
No, and I get that. But at the same time, people that aren't that severely depressed or don't have that mental disorder, it's hard to understand it because no one is explaining it to us.
Yeah.
You know, like doctors can only give their 2 cents, but they're not
exactly, they haven't felt
they it. Haven't felt it, so right. Really at the end of the day is,
but that's some doctors, I'm sure many of them have gone through it.
Oh yeah.
And then they decide to become doctors. Mm. You know, so yeah, but the bottom line is, you don't have to, all you have to do is try to understand that a person can feel so low that nothing seems worth living for.
Right.
You know, let's say if someone breaks up with you, someone dies in your family that you really loved. Something like that that shakes you up really good.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that could just tip you over the edge.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. But, because everybody has shit in their lives, you know? Mm-hmm. But the question is if you can handle it or not.
Right.
And some people can't handle it and they end up killing themselves. And it's really, really sad.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, to me, it's a one-way ticket. You can't change your mind.
No. It's so permanent.
Right?
Like, death is death.
Death is death.
There's no coming back.
Right. It's not like even going to jail and coming out 15 years later.
Yeah, no. No.
You don't come back. So, and you also have to think, as selfish as you feel when you're depressed, you also have to think about how selfish it is to leave that mess behind you.
Yeah, with like people that love you and care right, about you. Because exactly. Like you're going through this, but your family is going through it with you. Like,
right, and do you still love them?
Yeah. Like if you had, like for instance, the boy that killed himself in this situation had a mom, a dad, and two sisters that loved him to death. And like you just like left them
right.
to deal with the pain of your death.
Right.
And not only that, the pain of your suicide, when you he literally did it right down the street from their house in a parking lot.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah, you're leaving that burden on them for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
So now they got to replay that day in their mind for the rest of their life.
And wonder what they did wrong and if they're responsible, if, you know, guilt. Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing... There's nothing good about it. And did you know that suicide is actually illegal?
Yeah, well, if you're suicidal and you kill yourself and you have like a $500,000 life insurance policy for your family, they don't get a penny of it.
Right, suicide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it makes sense because you're still taking a life.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a life.
You're murdering yourself, basically. Right, yeah.
Right. Huh. I don't know. Which would bring up a big
discussion. Well, I think it might be worse when parents kill themselves when they have kids.
Yeah.
That might be worse. That a kid, I mean, both situations are horrible, but imagine being like a five-year-old and your dad shoots himself or hangs himself in the garage. Like, how do you ever get over that?
Right. And if you find him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Walking into a room, seeing your dad dangling from a fucking rope or something.
No.
You know? And that's what I'm saying. They leave a mess. They shoot themselves, you know, and... I mean, literal mess.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming in and seeing your fucking loved one's brains on the fucking wall?
Mm.
What the fuck? So, yeah, and people have to deal with that. And I don't take it lightly at all.
No.
I totally think it's a selfish thing to do. I was close to, I had suicidal thoughts several times, but I never thought I'm actually going to do it.
Yeah. You know? I've never once had a suicidal thought.
You're fortunate in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely been depressed where I was like, oh, God, when is life going to get better? But it's just not, I've never been like, well, this is it. Life is done at this very moment. I am going to kill myself.
Right.
I've never.
I mean, can you imagine, were you ever in a situation where you're not functioning for an extended period of time?
There was like a, like a.
Like you can't work, you can't really enjoy the things you used to enjoy. Did you ever go through that?
I think maybe like 2 weeks. There was a moment in time for like 2 weeks where I felt like I could not leave my bed. I was like depressed about a guy and not working and money. And it was just like everything felt so overwhelming that I was like giving myself anxiety. And the only way not to have anxiety was for me to lay down.
Yeah.
And that was only for like 2 weeks. And then I was like, Danielle, get out of your own fucking head. Get the fuck up and do something about it.
Yeah.
But no, not for a long period of time, no. Definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
You see, that's what I mean, though, man. I mean, this shit goes on for months and years unless you get medication. You know? And you have to be patient. I mean, to me, it took me 15 years to find the right medication. 15 fucking years of suffering, you know?
Right.
So what can you do, man? But look, I'm happy I've reached... 58, I'm going to be 59 in a couple months. You're going to be older in a couple
31,
months too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When in May?
May 18th.
May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to turn the number first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 59, I don't want to be.
Why? Who cares?
58 is okay. 59?
Same shit. So when you turn 60, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, you think about it. These numbers are big. These are big numbers, and you realize you're mortal now. Your life is not going to last forever.
Yeah, no. It's not.
But we have to live with
it.
All
right, let's, enough of this depressing-ass talk.
Bill Cosby's spokesman says the comedian thinks prison is quote unquote an amazing experience. Now you tell me what the fuck's wrong with this guy, right?
Well, he's old.
Right, but maybe he's enjoying the attention in prison.
You know what? The only thing that... if he did do these things that women are saying he's doing, uh-huh. it's a horrible, horrible thing, okay? Yeah. But what bothers me is he got locked up in jail with literally no proof at all. No fucking proof. Do you know how hard it is?
Like
it,
only based on testimony.
Yeah. There's no fucking...
There's no evidence.
There's zero evidence of him committing a crime. And yet there he is in jail.
Right.
For like endless counts of rape.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a second. In real life, if a woman...
just says that somebody raped her,
there needs to be automatically a rape kit. There needs to be people right. backing it up. If she goes right. to court, there's an... cops are telling her, hey, this might be really difficult for you. We don't know if he's going to get convicted, but at least you know you tried.
Right.
But then all, and that's in the moment. That's like after you got a rape kit, like a week or two or a month or two after it happened. This is years later.
Right.
That he's getting committed on crimes. There's no rape kit.
Yeah.
There's no proof. There's no evidence. There's just people saying, well, he did this to me.
Right. But what if it's a lot of people? That's what I'm saying. Even if it's 2, 3, even 4, I would say, you know what? They could all be bullshitting. But all of them?
Yeah, but how many of those women are now asking for a payday? Mm. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if it's like Harvey Weinstein was more recent. You have girls that have like evidence of him committing a crime, like hotel rooms in his name. People witnessing them
but
running
that still
out
doesn't mean that
it exactly. But you know what? He's going to have a more fair and speedy trial, and he'll probably get off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how it's going to turn out, really.
Yeah. What is he? Is he still in jail, or is he out on bail? Like, what is he doing?
He's in jail. No, he's being sued.
Yeah, I know he's being sued, but like, how come he's out free and Bill Cosby is in jail? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Well, because
this happened around the same exact time.
But he hasn't had his trial yet, or has he? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be all over the blogs.
Exactly. We would know about
mm-hmm.
it. All over the news, not just the blogs. That's where you get your information. Mm-hmm. Now, what blogs do you go to, for example?
Shade Room, Baller Alert, TMZ, Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
I follow CNN on Twitter.
Right.
So that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Okay, really, that's why you know all the headlines that I bring up on CNN, because you already see them. Mm-hmm.
But I don't really pay attention to the CNN ones that have to do with like normal stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, oh, okay.
Only weird shit.
Yeah,
like these kids went to an abandoned home and smoked weed, and they discovered a tiger in there. Now they go to
the police.
Now they go to the police and they tell them this, right? They go, we went to this abandoned house to smoke weed, or maybe didn't even tell them they smoke weed, and they say, we found a tiger there. So the police go, are you under the effects of the drugs? They're like, no, come and see. So they go there. Sure enough, there's a tiger in a cage.
Who the fuck would leave a tiger in a cage?
I don't know.
It's probably starving, too.
Yeah, well, they left some food for him, I guess. Or there was some food there. So when did they leave it? I don't know.
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't know.
Hopefully they put the tiger in like a zoo or something and didn't put it to sleep. Because that's not...
They just give it a tranquilizer and then took it to animal shelter or something. But they're saying, you know, it's hard to find a home for a tiger.
Yeah, I would think so.
They don't make for great pets, the guy said.
I would love to have a pet tiger. If I got it declawed in DT.
That still wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. He says they're extremely, extremely dangerous. They're like a loaded gun pointed at anyone that encounters them.
They're so cute, though.
They are, from a distance, through a camera lens, yes.
Mm.
Right?
But can you imagine a baby?
They're made.
But if you got a baby tiger at birth and you raised it, you don't think it could be domesticated?
No, they turn on their fucking trainers. I mean, don't you remember those two magicians in Vegas,
Mm-mm.
Siegfried and Roy? And one of them, they're like these two German magicians,
right.
And they had white tigers.
Okay.
And one of them actually turned on one of the tigers turned on the magician. And fucking clawed his face and shit. Yeah, mauled him, fucking.
Did he die?
No.
He just fucked up?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I mean, and they trained them. They raised them from little ones. So remember, those are wild animals. You can't fuck with them.
Yeah, but they're wild animals training them to be circus acts. That's completely different than just wanting a baby cub and raising it to be your tiger.
Okay, whatever.
And giving it a giant backyard.
You can't change its DNA. And its DNA says, I need to fucking hunt and kill. I mean, aww, look at the claws. Look at the teeth. Look at the speed they have. Mm. You know, look at the size. Mm-hmm. They're made to prey. Anyway, another fun show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got guests for the next 3 days, so I hope you don't get bored, but it'll actually be cool. We'll have a lot of interesting guests, more Oscar nominees here, so we're smoking right here.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.